This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
Well, back here at Lambeau for a week 15, and come on, of course it's cold. That's how we do it for Packers and Bears. 18 degrees, but good news, Charles, it only feels like it's 13. And Matt Nagy doesn't care. He's still got the visor on. I don't know what good that does him today, but he's a tougher man than me in his second year as head coach. He's got these Bears playing well back in the playoff hunt. They've won three in a row. Matt LaFleur, in his first year as Packers coach, all he's done is, look, he's got them 10 wins, and they are on the precipice of getting back in the playoffs. He's done a wonderful job. They're going to run it. Williams has it, and then some. Shoulder down, out to the 40 for big old Jamal Williams, and it moves the chains for Green Bay.
And notice Green Bay ended up bringing in Mercedes Lewis, number 89 at tight end. They bring in Alan Lazard as a wing guy, and a nice double team right here, right there with number 77, Billy Turner, and number 75, Brian Bulaga. And that allowed number 30, Jamal Williams, to get his shoulders square and pick up the first down.
The Bears made it interesting, but the Packers will hang on and win it here at Lambeau.
We're back live from Kenosha, Wisconsin, at the world-famous Brat Stop with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We are here at the Brat Stop, and this has been amazing. I got the cheese curds during the break, and they are up. They're as good as advertised.
Yeah, I downed about two-thirds of a garlic brat with sauerkraut during the break.
You are going to be pleasant to go home with.
Yeah, I promise not to belch in your general direction, Lawrence.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. That highlight that you heard right there was from the last Bears-Packers game that our next guest, Brian Bulaga, played in. That game in 2019, December 15th at Lambeau Field. Shocker. The Packers won that game.
I am shocked.
Just to reset the storyline, 10-0 in their last 10, 25-5 in their last 30. And Brian Bulaga, as we welcome you to Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score, 50-15 since Brett Favre's debut for the Green Bay Packers. So I don't know why we're talking to you, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me on. It's always good to be back with you. And, you know, you're in the great state of Wisconsin, so that's even better. I think it's fair to say it's been a little one-sided as of late. Obviously, the last 65 games, so to speak, it sounds like. So I guess.
Thanks for noticing, Brian.
But it's unfortunate because when I first got into the league, the Bears were a really good football team under Lovie Smith. We played them in an NFC championship game, and they were a really well-respected team with a lot of really good veteran football players. And when Lovie left, things changed there, and we've kind of seen where the Bears have gone since Lovie left. And, you know, here we are in 2024, and it feels like we're kind of on repeat every year with the Bears.
It does feel that way. And, Brian, I'm just curious because, look, we had local product and former Packer, our guy Matt Bowen. He's on the show with us, like, every couple of weeks. And he was talking about the rivalry, and he was talking about being a Packer and what that's like. And even still, after a few years in Green Bay, he still ended the segment with Go Bears because he grew up in – the burbs of Chicago. Did you have to deal with any of that as a player? Like, as a player, was there any part of you that maybe when you, not when the Bears and the Packers play, but when the Bears were playing, like you found yourself still rooting for the Bears?
You know, no. I mean, I was never a Bears fan growing up. So that was always the thing that my dad hated the Bears once they fired Ditka. So when I was growing up, we never watched Bears games and cheered them on, right? He would watch Bears and cheer against them ever since Ditka was fired. So we were in a Bears household. I really liked watching the 49ers, and my brother watched the Cowboys of the 90s. So we watched those two teams growing up. So I didn't really, that I went to Green Bay, and I obviously know the rivalry. I mean, I grew up in the area. I understand how much the fan bases like to get after each other a little bit. And I understand, the history of it, but once I got drafted by Green Bay, I didn't think much of it just because I was from there. Right. I understood it a little bit more. My first time in Chicago, and I stepped on the field, and I heard quite a few, nice remarks from Bears fans. Got called a traitor with a couple nice words in front of it a few times, and I think it might have been the same couple guys that said the same thing to me every year when I went back. I think I was just waiting for it every year. The same couple guys, because we warmed up in the same spot every year in the end zone, so I was just waiting for them every year. But I mostly feel bad for my buddies that are the Bears fans, right? Like, I feel bad for them because they start out so optimistic. And you know what? Like, this year, I was actually very optimistic for them, right? Like, I thought this was going to be a very good year for Chicago. I thought got a lot of weapons offensively. I thought the defense was still going to be good. And things have just kind of gone the wrong way. And, of course they could turn it around and they could rattle off, five or six in a row. There's always that possibility. But I think what you guys have watched and what I think the rest of the country's watches, that's not the way it's trending.
He is Brian Bulaga, who played for, a decade for the Packers. But I'm fascinated now by young Brian playing peewee football in Crystal Lake and eventually at Marion Catholic in Woodstock as in a house where your dad said, screw the Bears after they got rid of Ditka. I wonder if there is a bigger batch of non-Bears fans than we realize whose parents turned their back on the franchise when they got rid of that man and that personality. That do you know of others who were raised like you, Brian, with angry parents upset at Ditka's removal?
I grew up with a lot of family. Like, I grew up with one of my best friends. His family, they were from Illinois. They were all Packers fans. And I grew up with another family. They were from Illinois, and they were like big Vikings fans. So like, it was really weird, the dynamic of like the people that we hung around with. Obviously I knew tons of Bears fans. I mean, my grandpa on my mom's side, diehard Bears fan. He liked every Chicago. It didn't matter how good they were, how bad they were. He thought they were the greatest. I think he cheered against me even when I was playing in Green Bay. I think he cheered against me. but that's the flip side of that story. So like, it went both ways with my family, right? We had Bears fans. I mean, my dad's side and my mom's side, obviously both from Chicago. My dad's from the south side. My mom's from the north side. So both, diehard Chicago fans with through and through. So I had, it took some time to get the family to, cheer for the Packers when they weren't playing the Bears. We'll just say that.
You know, there's a theory, Brian, that the Bears ownership has been afraid to hire like a big personality that they're intimidated by since Ditka. That like they keep hiring as coaches. I mean, Lovie Smith was a very strong, solid, powerful man. But but really, every other coach, and certainly the one now, feels like somebody they can push around. I wonder if your dad had that theory on the Bears ownership.
Well, I mean, you guys should call him and have him on. He would get, he would, you'd love to have him on for 20 minutes. He'd give you,
Hey, Brian, for real, tell your dad if he ever wants to call us, we would love to take his phone call.
That'd
like,
be a
real
fascinating
talk.
Conversation.
Yeah.
I agree,
okay. Real talk.
I will literally text him and let him know that because he would love it. You know, the thing that about, obviously, this goes back before I even knew what football was when Dicka got fired. But once I was in the NFL and Lovey, who he was as a coach, like you knew the identity of the football team, right? Like you knew exactly who they were about, what they were about defensively, offensively. They were always going to be good on special teams. And you knew they were going to play hard. They were going to hit you in the face for four quarters, no matter how the game was going to go. And you knew it was going to be a battle. And the minute he left, the culture completely changed in there. And you saw some of those stalwart veterans, you know, the Briggs, the Urlachers, and guys like that, and Tillmans, they all slowly started to leave. And the culture just completely flipped, right? And with that, the quarterback changes, the coaching changes every couple of years. And that's kind of where we land, right? Like, and I don't know I don't know the history of who the Bears hire. I mean, was Wanstead not a, I mean, was he not a big personality? I don't know. Like, it seemed like he on TV seems like a big personality, but I don't know how he was in general. Right. I wasn't really paying attention back in the 90s when he was coaching.
Yeah, maybe big personality is wrong. I think of ass kicker. You know?
Yeah, and then Dave's probably that too, but that's something that we can discuss at another point.
With Mr. Belaga.
Brian, what do you think of this version of the Packers?
Yeah, good question.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think they're a good team. I think they got a lot of good football players. I think in the first half, these first nine games, I think the one critique I have on them is I think they've struggled a little bit to find their identity as not as a team, but especially on offense. I think they've struggled a little bit. I mean, you know, obviously they give Jordan Love all that money, and this thing is a quarterback-driven league, and we understand that. But then in the offseason, they bring in a really high-priced, big workhorse back in Jacobs. So, like, what do you want the identity of this offense to be, right? And I think that's a little bit of a power struggle, but it's a little bit of a back and forth, right? Like, who is going to be the focal point of this thing? It's always going to trend towards the quarterback, but when you got a running back like that and an offensive line that's able to, you know, block up the run really good like this group is, you got to use it. And I think as we start to get into the winter months and playoff football, I think Jacobs is going to become a huge part. I really think this is going to be a Jacobs-centric offense. And with that, Jordan Love is going to, you know, just succeed greatly because the play action game is going to come alive. And I think that's kind of what, you know, Packer fans are hoping to see from what, you know, last year showed when they got it going with Aaron Jones late in the year to kind of what we've seen this year.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Can we, in a few weeks when the two teams play again, can we get you on with your dad?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. We can figure that out. We can set that up.
All right. I like that, man. This was delightful. Thank you so much for joining us.
And, Brian, if there's any other issues from your childhood that you'd like to work out that day on the phone, you know, we can do that as well. All right.
Hey, my childhood was it was fantastic. No issues between my dad and I. Believe me, those got settled a long time ago. We'll just put it that way.
Look at you being a healthy adult. I love that, Brian. That's good stuff.
We will waive the copay then.
Yes,
there's no need to charge you for that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Brian. We'll talk soon. That is Brian Bulaga. That was delightful, man.
Yeah. It was.
By the way, am I off? His voice cousin is Seth Rogen.
No, you're not off at all, man. It was money. I mean, I would totally buy weed from Brian Bulaga, is all I'm saying. Well, if he told me he was Seth Rogen.
Well,
although we don't have to do that anymore.
Well, you do here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it in Wisconsin.
You got to go about 20 miles that way if you want to get your weed legal.
That's right. You come up here for Spotted Cow. You go down there.
Yes.
For the other stuff.
That's what you do.
That's how that works.
That's how it's working.
Texter says, when Ditka got fired, my dad gave up season tickets and said, F them. There's another one. Here's another one. I said peace out after Chris Conti.
Well, Brian Bulaga would know all about that, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, he would.
Okay, so we have an African Jew wearing a hoodie.
I mean, that's this show right now.
Yes. Wait, you're not Jewish?
I know, but you're a Jew, and
I'm a Jew.
I'm an African, and we both have hoodies.
African and a Jew. We do. It's true.
See? Damn, it all works.
That's the name of the show.
Look to the cookie, Speaks. Look
no, what's to our, the cookie. What's our show name with the middle names?
Mine's Wendell.
Yeah, Wendell and Herman.
And Wendell gets to go first because it's the middle names?
Yes, it's exactly right.
And so he cares.
Yeah.
Holmes doesn't care.
Uh-huh.
Wendell, that guy, his ego is huge.
It's enormous.
He
right.
has to go first.
That's right.
That's that right. actually means something or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Wendell and Herman, but Herman drives.
Right.
Herman drives.
But Wendell's name is first.
Whatever Wendell needs.
Because
okay?
he is.
I don't want to anger Wendell.
That guy. Man, oh, my goodness.
He's feisty.
He is a problem. That is for sure. For those Bears fans that need a benediction, you know, like yeah. for those Bears fans that just need something to make them feel good, you will want to listen to our next segment.
Yes, you will.
Because we've got a buddy that's going to help you along with that cause. That is next. Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.